Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you take care of business while your dog takes care of business. This is only 10 minutes, and it's daily. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to content market the right way. Content marketing has become this incredible buzzword that goes around the last few years. But what exactly is it? How are you supposed to do it properly? What are some of the rules that you need to follow in order to be successful? Let's talk about it. Let's get down to business. All right. Let's talk about content marketing. Why is this thing so popular? Why is it important? Well, I can tell you firsthand, it is very important. It's a big part of our strategy at the $100 MBA. And I'm going to explain to you exactly how to do it right and how we do it. Basically, in a nutshell, content marketing is providing high-quality, valuable information to people to show people that you know what you're talking about and build credibility for your business. So when you write a blog post, that's content marketing. Hopefully, it's high-value content that helps people. So people read it and they're like, oh, wow, that's a great article on how to increase subscribers to my mailing list, right? They read the post and then they say, hey, what else does this person offer? You know, let's see some other posts. Let's see what else is on their site. Do they sell anything that I could buy and become better at whatever they're promoting? You know, that's just an example. But content marketing can come in different forms. It can come in the blog form. It can come in a podcast form. This is content marketing, what I'm doing right now. Every day of the week, we provide 10-minute lessons on the $100 MBA Show. I'm providing content. Hopefully, it's very valuable to you. And you're able to consume and say, this is some good content. I want to learn more about the $100 MBA. I want to learn more about what Omar and Nicole do. You know, and it's a way for us to build a relationship. And that's the bottom line. You could do a blog, you could do a podcast, you can do video on YouTube, you can give out free ebooks, you can market on other people's sites like guest blogging. There's so many ways to content market. You could do it through photos on Pinterest. There's so many ways, right? But the point is that you're building relationships. You're earning trust. We don't just buy things the moment we learn about it, right? Just think about it. When's the last time you've purchased something of significance? Now, let's not talk about a candy bar that costs you a dollar, because you might just say at a whim, oh, it's only a dollar. Let me just try this new candy bar out. Let me give you an example. Paul Jarvis, who was a guest teacher in episode 15, talked about autoresponders. And I learned about Paul Jarvis because I became a reader of his blog. I read his blog. I read his blog post. I thought he was a great writer. His voice resonated with me. I thought he was speaking to me directly. I loved his emails. I was really impressed with the free content that he was providing. I found it useful and I found it entertaining and enlightening. Then one time, Paul, in one of his emails, you know, giving me more value, in the PS line said, PS, as a special gift, you can have all my books for 50% off. He bundles up all his books into a package and offers 50% off. Now, for me, because I enjoyed his blog post so much and I thought it was a tremendous value, he offered me a great offer. I was like, wow, books 50% off? I would love to read more about what you have to say, because he's earned my trust. He built credibility with me. And I bought the books immediately. I didn't even think about it. I was like, great, awesome. And, you know, it was very affordable and very reasonable price for the information I was getting. So that's a great example of content marketing. He built a relationship with me and became really good friends afterwards, and so much so I asked him to be on the show. So, you know, we built a relationship on the blog just through him providing me great information and valuable information. Now, how do you do this correctly? You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just start posting some blog posts, I'll do a podcast. I'll do whatever videos on the internet, on YouTube. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk has Ask Gary now, which is a very popular video show. There's plenty of that on YouTube, so that's an option if you like video. So the point is that what do you do? How do you do this, right? So my first advice to you is that you need to choose a medium that you feel most comfortable with first. Now, we have a blog and we have a podcast and we have some videos on YouTube. So we do tackle a lot of areas, but I did this step by step, okay? I'm much more comfortable in front of the camera. I'm much more comfortable speaking on the podcast. Writing is a skill that I had to develop over time. It took me a long time to be a decent writer, to be honest with you. So you may feel comfortable starting in a podcast, or you may feel comfortable starting in video. So you have to choose which medium is best for you just to start with. I say that because I do believe that content marketing in the blogosphere has its values, because currently Google does not know how to listen. They just know how to read, right? The search engine is looking for text, and they find you can get ranked well, and they can find your website, people searching for terms through blog posts. And this is why I highly recommend people to have a blog and get in the habit of writing. And that's how I developed my writing skills, because I had to, right? But the point is to just start first with something you're comfortable with. Secondly, the most important thing with content marketing is to be consistent. If you're going to publish a post or a podcast episode once a week, make sure that you stick to that schedule. People like consistency. If you're going to build a following, build credibility, build relationships with people, you need to set that expectation. You need to make sure that people understand that every Monday, whatever it is, I'm going to publish a new post, or I'm going to publish a new podcast episode or a new video. Be consistent. Whatever it takes. If it means that you need to write these things in advance to give you a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of runway, do that. We do this with the podcast. We do this with our blog posts. Because what if you need to go on vacation or go on a trip or go to a convention? You don't want to feel like, oh my gosh, I got to find an internet connection right now because I got to publish a post by tomorrow. I've been in those moments. It's not fun. So remember, be consistent and plan ahead. Consistency is key. And that's really what makes you a professional, is that you're consistently, day after day, week after week, you know, year after year, publishing information. You know, for us, we take this very seriously at the $100 MBA because, say, for example, we didn't publish an episode one day a week, one of these episodes. That would lose a lot of our relationships. We'd lose, you know, credibility, and we don't want to do that. We want to stay consistent, make sure that every single day of the week you have an episode to listen to, and we want to make sure consistency is a top priority. We want you to do the same. The other thing I want to talk about that is important with content marketing is making sure that you actually produce high-value content. A lot of people, when they content market, they kind of do this lukewarm stuff, right? They don't, for some reason, they're scared to give their good stuff because they say, hey, I'll sell that stuff and I will, you know, I don't want to give it away. So this is really, really dangerous because you need to make sure that you can impress people. You need to make sure that you're actually showing people what you're capable of. So don't pull any punches. Make sure that you produce high quality content, content that you would actually sell. Yes, that good. And give it out there. And then have other high value quality content that you actually produce, or whatever your product is. It doesn't have to be content. It could be a software. It could be a physical good. So content marketing is very important. This includes as well if you're going to market on social media. That is a form of content marketing, you know, writing information, writing advice, tips, a photo, sharing some of the content that you're already producing. Make sure that it's high value. And it leads me to the next point, high value, and high value for your audience. Make sure that you're targeting your audience. Always think when you're writing content or producing content for content marketing, what is in it for the audience? When somebody's reading a blog post, listening to a podcast, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is in it for me? Why should I pay attention? Why is this important to me? And really, that's a really good question. And it's valid because, you know, their time is precious. You don't want to waste their time with, you know, how successful you are, or how great you are. There is no time to be doing that, right? If you're successful, congratulations. You know, you can share those successes with your friends and family, but your audience needs the goods. They need the juice. They need to hear from you what you can help them with. So that's kind of my last pillar, the fourth pillar, which is make sure it's valuable to the audience. Don't fluff around. Make sure that you go straight to the point. My favorite content marketers, my favorite writers, podcasters are the ones that go straight to it. And you, as you can see, I've adopted some of those things because they've influenced me. All right, to sum up the important points of how to content market right is, one, choose a medium that you feel comfortable with, like a podcast, a blog, a video blog or a video show on YouTube. Choose something to start with that you're comfortable with, then move on to other things. My next move would probably be a blog if it's not your first move, because a blog is very good for search engine optimization and people finding you on Google. The second thing is be consistent. Make sure that you deliver on a schedule, have a publishing schedule. Make sure that you don't miss a beat and your audience knows what they're expecting and gets what they're expecting. The third thing is to make sure that it's valuable content. This is so important. You know, I wish I could make this number one, two, and three, but this is so important. Make sure that it's valuable content, that it's worthy of their time, that it's something that you would actually sell that much value. That's what I'm talking about, that much value, right? So, and the fourth thing is make sure that it's valuable content for your audience. Make sure that you're serving your audience, that you're making sure that you tell them what's in it for them. Why is this important? Why they should pay attention? And make sure that you're targeting them and you're not spending time talking about you. They need help. They don't need to hear your accolades. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA Show. You could support us and the show by leaving an iTunes rating review. You can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Guys, remember, everybody who submits a iTunes rating review enters the weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA on Free Ride Fridays. We announce it every Friday. So make sure you listen to Friday's episode to know who won the free ride. It could be you. In addition to that, by giving a rating and review on iTunes, iTunes gives us more exposure so more people can find our podcast. Let me just read one of the reviews that we've received recently, and it says something really useful. This is by Genuine Chris. Most business podcasts aren't useful. Sure, they inspire and sure, they make you think about business, but this one is actually a toolkit to deploy right away and earn yourself some cheddar. That's why it gets an easy 5 stars, because it's what every podcast should be. Instead of two people interviewing each other, telling more stories, and trying to sell their books, they get a real entrepreneur that has had success and failures, being honest about all that. That's what it's all about. Thanks, Genuine Chris. That's awesome. And we really try very hard, Nicole and I, in this podcast. Yes, I am on the mic, but Nicole is the one who produces the whole show, you know, the one that edits and produces and mixes with the music and publishes all this stuff. So it's on time, like we discussed, on time. And deliver to you straight on iTunes and wherever you subscribe, on Stitcher or whatever it is. So thanks, guys, for your reviews. Before I leave you, I just want to leave you with one little thought. Sometimes when you're trying to build a business, learn about business, become a better person, we get overwhelmed. You know, it can get overwhelming sometimes. So remember to take a moment to relax. Remember to enjoy the wins. Enjoy the progress. You know, getting better is a win. You know, learning and becoming a better person is a win. So make sure that you pace yourself, make sure you spend time with the people that you love, make sure that you, spend a time relaxing, reading a book or whatever you do to relax. You know, try to remember not to get burnt out, because you're going to need 100% of yourself to be successful. So make sure that you give yourself a break when you need one. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you the next time around.